at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 2001, Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW's parent company, HHG Corporation, filed for bankruptcy. In 2004, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, held WrestleMania 30 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the streak, The Undertaker's 21 consecutive victories at WrestleMania, ended when he lost a match to Brock Lesnar. I too lost a lot of money on that match. I digress. In 1976 in Memphis, Tennessee, Big Bad John and Bill Dundee beat Roger Kirby and David Schultz and took home the Mid-Atlantic National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, Southern Tag Team title. In 1946 in Denver, Colorado, the Swedish Angel took home the Rocky Mountain Heavyweight title when he beat Everett Marshall. In 1986, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held WrestleMania II from three different locations, Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, Illinois, and the LA Sports Arena in Los Angeles, California. This is back when people used to do arena crawls instead of bar crawls.
Yo, dude, you said we're gonna start the night at this arena in New York, and the night in this arena in L.A., man.
In 1984, in Lexington, Kentucky, Jerry Lawler won the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight title by defeating Randy Savage. This ended Savage's third reign as champ. And in 2011, during an episode of Raw, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, World Champion Edge told fans that he could not continue to perform as a wrestler because of the severity of a neck problem. And if he continued to wrestle, he would be at risk of being paralyzed. But folks, miracles do happen, because if we fast forward 9 years later to the 2020 Royal Rumble, Edge returned. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram @BashandBarb or visit BashandBarb.com for more.